And Christian Rudeau, are you shocked? Are the French shocked?
We are shocked by the way the British press, and in particular the tabloid press, can act from time to time. And I have to say I'm a bit fed up with this old cliché, you know, it's a bit, I'm sorry, Michael, black and white, where you've got on one side the good journalism, Anglo-Saxon journalism, investigative journalism, and the French journalists would spend their time repeating the press statement or the press release from the Élysée Palace. I have to say, we've got a long tradition of investigative journalism in France, and I think that's quite too often it's branded as just a submissive journalist. I don't think it's fair.
Christian Rudeau, it's interesting, you mentioned Dominic Strauss-Kahn there, and I wondered the extent to which the French media, the tabloid media in France, had pursued the allegations that he was a womanizer before these sex attack charges came up in New York.
Yeah, but the big question is being a womanizer illegal? The answer is no. Was Mr. Strauss-Kahn talking about family values and so on? The answer, yet again, it's no. So as long as he is not breaking the law, as long as a public figure is not saying one thing in public and doing completely the opposite in his private life, I don't see where the problem is. And I think it was fair on journalism in France not to mention things when there was nothing, only rumors about his behavior. So I don't see where the problem was.
To pick up on the point, it seems to me, and this is important, and the contrast is important, and I wasn't convinced by a argument there, that no, Dominic Strauss-Kahn as a womanizer, that's not illegal. Lots of womanizers, and he didn't moralize about the subject. Nonetheless, the allegations made against him now surfacing in France and are actions which are highly suspect in terms of treatment of women, and this has gone unreported and underreported. Many years ago, I sat in waiting for a press conference between a British and a French president. The correspondent from a distinguished French paper was joking about the womanizing habits of the president in question, and I said, good heavens, that wouldn't happen in this country. And he said, no, of course it wouldn't happen. It would appear in the newspapers. And the impression we get is of a predatory, fairly predatory activity.
Dominic Strauss-Kahn is guilty or innocent, and a Murdoch American tabloid, the New York Post, was branding him a perv without
any
shadow.
That was last week's story. This week, they're trying to get him off. You've not been keeping up with developments in New York.
So, I mean, that's sometimes, as journalists, I think that we should be more cautious. And quite often, the Anglo-Saxon journalism tradition is not to be cautious, but just to sell papers. And I think that a good excuse of public interest, it's just a way of publishing trash stories about footballers and celebrities just to sell papers.
Michael White.
French papers rushed to judgment, too. They decided he was innocent.
Michael White, though, you do argue that maybe the tabloids are braver than the broadsheets such as The Guardian or broadcasters are.
Yes, I think that's sometimes true. They're more sophisticated techniques. They're more worldly. They're more cynical, but they're more worldly and more aggressive. They live in a much more aggressive, and they think we're all a bit hopeless and ineffectual. Educated chaps from the expensive universities wouldn't know how to bribe a policeman if you ask them to.
That was Michael White of The Guardian newspaper. I was also speaking to London-based French journalist Christian Rudeau.